Hey, we're here, and we're glad you're here too, Kim and Mike, and thank you so much for that.
Who used to say, hey, Fat Albert? Remember the comic?
Yeah.
The cartoon? He used to go, hey.
That's right. Okay. You do a better impression of it, though. I just did mine. All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Did you know that? Information on grains, forage, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Daily ag news is now provided at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, because
it's what ranchers read.
Hey, good job.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out at visitvalentine.com or .org. Either one of those will find 50 things to do. Plus, there's still time to get a scenic Niobrara River trip planned before school starts again. Or maybe it's a fall hunting trip on the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge or McKelvey National Forest for some nice grouse and prairie chickens. All kinds of things to go on here in Cherry County, Nebraska. Some things you maybe not have thought about. So check it out. Visitvalentine.com. Kim, where are we going?
Winnie the Pooh.
I love him.
I love him. Everybody, I think, loves him.
Socrates and Winnie the Pooh.
Yep, there you go. He says, by the way, this is you in a nutshell. We've got it all figured out now.
Now I'm scared.
No. I'm not a hoarder. I'm a this might be useful later specialist.
That's true.
That's true, isn't it?
A lot of us out there. So.
Yes.
Here's a thought for today called the blind man. One day there was a blind man sitting on the steps of a building with a hat by his feet and a sign that read, "I am blind. Please help." A creative publicist was walking by and stopped to observe. He saw that the blind man had only a few coins in his hat. He dropped in more coins and, without asking for permission, took the sign and rewrote it. He returned the sign to the blind man and left. That afternoon, the publicist returned to the blind man and noticed that his hat was full of bills and coins. The blind man recognized his footsteps and asked if it was he who had rewritten his sign and wanted to know what he had written on it. The publicist responded, "Nothing that was not true. I just wrote the message a little differently." He smiled and went on his way. The new sign read, "Today is spring, and I cannot see it."
Wow.
Yeah. So short, but pertinent.
Yeah. Okay. So now you have to visualize this one, okay?
Okay.
All right. There's two fish swimming in the water, and there's a bobber. What's that?
That's a fishing lure. That's not a bobber. Okay. That's a crankbait.
Okay. All right. Very good. There's a crankbait floating around, and the little fish says, "Mom, who's that?" And the big fish says, "That's the hussy your dad swam off with last week."
A fishing joke. I got to love that. I should follow that with a golf joke, and I don't have one.
Oh, sorry. I should have set you up better. This, again, has been shared by our sister-in-law, Jean Burge. We love the information she shares. Sometimes she has written it, and sometimes she shares what others write. "We won't be at each other's funerals, and knowing that breaks my heart. One of us will be sitting through the other's goodbye. One of us will carry the silence, the memories, the unbearable weight of a life suddenly half empty. We always talk about growing old together, but we never talk about what happens when one of us is left behind. When there's one coffee cup instead of two, one side of the bed that stays cold, one voice echoing in an empty room. And I don't know who it'll be. And I know the one left behind won't walk away the same. Because when you lose your person, your best friend, your safe place, your soulmate, you don't just lose them. You lose you, too. The version of you that only existed with them beside you. So while we still have this time, I'll hold you tighter. Say I love you louder. And love you like time is chasing us, because one day it will catch up." Mommy on Empty is who put that together.
Mommy on Empty.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. So you know how they go for names like that. But anyway, Jean shared that, and I thought that was pretty powerful piece.
Thanks, Jean, for that little tidbit today.
Yep. Let's wrap it up with this. A recent study has found that women who carry a little extra weight live longer than the men who mention it.
And that's the good stuff.